White House threatens to veto bill to save women's sports supported by Riley Gaines. By Warner Todd Houston on April 17, 2023. The White House has released a statement insisting that Joe Biden will veto the bill backed by former college swimmer Riley Gaines to protect women's and girls' sports. On Monday, the White House noted that Biden would not sign the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act if it makes it to the president's desk. H.R. 734. Saying, the administration strongly opposes House passage of H.R. 734. The statement makes a series of claims that simply are not true. For students nationwide, participating in sports and being part of a team is an important part of growing up, staying engaged in school, and learning leadership and life skills. H.R. 734 would deny access to sports for many families by establishing an absolute ban on transgender students. The administration's statement reads, "The bill does not place any absolute ban on transgender athletes. What it does is limit all participants to competing solely in categories that correspond to their birth gender. Transgender athletes are not being kept from joining sports. They are just being kept from choosing their own gender categories." Hypocritically, Biden's statement goes on to say, "Politicians should not dictate a one-size-fits-all requirement that forces coaches to remove kids from their teams." This from the same regime that stands against the ability of local authorities to make decisions and wants to require a one-size-fits-all policy all across the country with mandates by the federal government to force doctors and hospitals to engage in the risky surgeries and therapies that promulgate transgenderism. Biden ends with an accusation, "Congressional Republicans have instead chosen to prioritize policies that discriminate against children. This is also a falsehood because the legislation in question is 100% about protecting millions of children and young women from the unfair encroachment of transgender athletes invading their sports." The Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act was recently attacked head-on by 40 mostly retired athletes or those near the end of their careers in a letter sponsored by a radical LGBTQ activist group with soccer star Megan Rapinoe and WNBA player Sue Bird leading the effort. The letter was blasted by former NCAA swimming champion Riley Gaines, who responded to the group's letter, saying, "It's worth noting that 1. You are done playing sports competitively and 2. Because you aren't sexually attracted to men, you will never have a daughter to defend. To me, this simply looks like virtue signaling because you have nothing to personally lose." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.